Yishami Megillah Daf Beis. We're starting from Aleph from the Beis. The next Mishnah says, "Krakam Amakaf Mekayim Yeshua Shabinun." Cities, people live in the cities that were surrounded by the walls in time of Yeshua. Binun, they read on the 15th. So the question is, why? What does it have to? Shushan was a walled city, but what does it have to do with Yeshua Binun? Why is that? It should be that in time of Achashverosh, the time of the story of Purim, should be the walled cities. What does it have to do with the Yeshua Binun? The Gemara is going to be the Gemara's problem. We're going to try to explain that. So the Gemara says that the they wanted to give cover to Yisrael, was all desolate in those days. They made it in Yeshua Benon. Really, no, it's what happened. Really, it's nothing to do with Yeshua Benon. But because this happened in Chutz Laaretz, it happened in Persia, and in Yisrael was completely destroyed, so they wanted to give cover to put in the thing and make it that it should be they say, call it Yeshua Binun instead of the Mosach HaShverosh. That to be the Mikra Mitzvah would be something that was in Eretz Yisrael. Well, the Eretz Yisrael would be tied to this Mitzvah, tied to this this Yom Tov Purim. So they went and they gave it that name, and it says the Karbon Eidah to explain. The Kol Iker Shechelka Mitzvah Shnei Yomim was Mekavim Yom Yishun, but it's because of Yishun, not because of Yeshua. However, Chalek covered Eretz Yisrael, so it's Chariva in that time, it was destroyed. So therefore, there were so few cities there that were Mechayim, they wanted it should be ignited Davish in Yudus. Confirming that it was the cities, were the walled cities in Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael were destroyed. So Memela, they wanted to go ahead and give it a Eretz Yisrael dick of reference so that they give cover to Eretz Yisrael. So it was mentioned Yeshua Benun, even though Be'etzim, it had nothing to do with the Zman of Yeshua Benun. That is the way the Pnei Moshe, the way the Karbon Eidah explains the Gemara. There are other ways of a different explanation, but this is the way the Gemara explains it. Okay, so there's a... They continue. So now the Gemara goes on to understand that's the criterion. What about the other criteria for the other days? How do we fit into those criteria? Those other single days that are mentioned in the Mishnah. Gemara says, Yikra Kol Kmitzvah, let's everyone read the 15th. Why do we separate days? Let everyone read from the 15th day, which is Zman Homus Yeshua Benun, like it was in Shushan, the time of Achashverosh. Read on the 15th day. Why do you even do the 14th and 15th? What's the purpose of the 15th? Divide up the other days. Just do it, whatever was Komas, whether Achashverosh or not, read it on that day. On the 15th day, that should be on the 50th day, give cover to Eretz Yisrael. And on that day, Mechoma, what do you have to go ahead and make it an early day? So, Mabam Shemadav Yeshiva, the Gezer Shavah, says Yeshiva Melahan, it says Yeshiva by Klai Yisrael, the 8th Mon, Milch Yisrael Ben Nun, after Yeshiva Shem Namakan, Yeshiva over here, they withdrew all in the 14th day, Milch Yisrael Ben Nun. The same Drasha, we dash now to Yeshiva, that they're both the same, that just like over there, that the Yeshua is arrested, so they're there by the by Yeshiva Malachim, by Malachim Ben Yisrael, Yoshim Bar Yehuda, they rested. So too by here, by Megillah, they rested from the Yehuda by Prasim. You see, Ap Mekaf Moshay Mekaf Moshe Yeshua, that they rested all on the 14th day. So the 14th day, they used, even though it's not Choyma, it's nothing to do with the Choymas of the walls, but the fact that they Yeshiva Yishik Zer Shavah, that tells us that on that day we should be resting, which is the day of the 14th. Because it said Yeshiva, Yeshiva means that's where they rest. It's like over there, Kaisel ate 40 years, they came to that place, they stopped, they came to Eretz Yisrael, that was where they stopped, the Mun stopped going, Yoshvei Ahar, they began to settle, so therefore it became, that was the place. So too, here, in the days of Yeshua Benun, that's the Yeshiva, that it's be on that day, and the Gezeirah Shavah tells us, therefore we count the 14th day, and that will be the day that's included. So like the Gemara says, and so you go call it, they're fine. Okay, so if Yeshiva's a Gezeirah Shavah, I get it. So that's it's the old 14th day. What does it have to do with why the 15th day? Why do you have to do it the 15th day? Because it's walled in the time of Yeshua. Who cares? Now I said, do it all at the same time. Do it all the same day. All on the 14th. And because that's what Gezeirah Shavah says, Yeshiva. That's where it should be. What do you have another day? We have another drasha. Rosh Prazer Prazos. Here it says Prazer and Megillah. They sit in the unwalled cities. The Halan Avad Miari Prazi, the city of the unwalled towns. My Prazer Nemel Halon Yeshua Ben Nun. Half Prazer. So we have another Gezeirah Shavah that ties to Yeshua Ben Nun. And therefore, we limit that Gezeirah Shavah. They didn't have any walls, so therefore we limit it not to 15. There should be a different day. That the day it should be the 14th day. Memela, any city that wasn't surrounded by walls, Tam Yeshua should read on the 15th day. Otherwise, it reads on the 15th day. So therefore, both the Gezeirah Shavahs that we have, both are Gezeirah Shavahs that to tell us that both days should be included, and the and that's why we have these 14 and 15 days, as the Torah gave us the drasha, to make a drasha, to be able to learn it, all of them should be should have over these 2 days. That's what we learn out from there. They learn after 2 days, it should be the same. It's like the Gemara. Says the Gemara, another drasha. Gemara said, we've seen the drasha that came out the 14th day and the 15th day. We had Megillah on the 14th and 15th day. For Gemara, I have another opinion. Is it Shita Faker? In order to read the Megillah on the 15th day, has to be that was walled in Tamei HaKashveirosh. So Shushan was walled in Tamei HaKashveirosh. Nothing to do with the Yeshua Benon. So does every city in the walled in the HaKashveirosh to tolerate? You have to wait for that? In other words, good, you want to make a limud to Yeshua Benon, you want to see drashas, Gzeres Shavas, but by Etzem, It was Shushan Abir. It was walled by in Tamei HaKashveirosh. That should be a criteria. If it was walled in Tamei HaKashveirosh, that should be the criteria when it should be. Mimos HaKashveirosh. Not from anything else. That's where it should be. So I'm revealed by some lady. The key to my name is Shushan Abir. The call is the Shushan Abir. In Shushan Abir, the man you learn from Shushan Abir, how to Shushan Abir, how you crow. Don't read it on the 14th. The Shakal knows you crow. All the other states, they should read it on that day. So they said they read it. They did read it on the day. They were walled in the time of Yeshua. So he's telling you, Shushan, you can't bring a riot from Shushan that should be dug only like Shushan. Any city that's not like Shushan should be read a different day. That Shushan is different than the rest of the days. It's not they're learning out different. It tells the days of Shushan are separate. Shakal comes to Yikro. It tells us to include those other days. It's telling you, says the Kabbalah, it'll explain. That Yeshua, that the Tosefta says, Yeshua says, Melch HaShveirosh, to tell us each one's different. What do you have to read at 14? Shushan Abira, you learn out all the Mekafim on the 15th day. So what does it have to do with the Yeshua? Why should you learn out at all? The Torah says he has a drasha because he has a pasuk that says clearly that it's included, that the days, all other days are included in that day. So you grow, don't read it on the other days, read it on the same days that we talk about. That would be included here as well. So the Gemara does a Tamit. We have different shitas. We have three Tanaim. Tanya goes over the first Tana we learned that says, the first Tana we quote in the Brisa says, Mishua Benun. That's what we go by. The second Tana is of a Meimah, Yishu Mechal HaKashverosh. Yishu Ben Koka says, in days of when his wall HaKashverosh. Tanya Kwina, the third one, Yosef Yehuda says, no, Ir Mikamokam, it's a city, all cities together. No, Nafkimina, they all celebrate on the 14th day, whether it was walled or not in time of Yeshua ben Nun. So we have three Shitas Tanoim, each of them say a different Shita. Is it Yeshua ben Nun? Is it Bizman Akashveirosh? Or is it Bizman? There's nothing wrong. All cities are the same. Everybody has the same reading. Nobody has a different reading. So the, nobody has a different reading. So this is the way that the Mefarshim learn. So the same thing will be over here. They all have the same day. It will come out that there'll be three different opinions. So Gemara says, I'll tell you no. Nimzato Imer. Shema Kocha. So what do really say? They both didn't even say the same. Not three opinions, really two opinions. They say the same thing. Each one learns from a different reason. One learns from the Pasik, the Shushan. The other one learns from the Pasik of Eir Ve'ir. Pasim, that they're different Xerah Shava, but they both learn the same. So it's really not three opinions, it's two opinions. But in the two opinions, one of the opinions has two different sources for that halakha where we would see it should be limited on that day. That would be, again, the way the Kabbalah Eda is learning the Gemara. And explain Tanach Rida. I know after Yehuda, so they all argue with what the pots on Tzaymer. El Trei Tanai Yishu Mekarcha. It's both in the midst. Only two. Each one has a difference on the way of Kulkim Yara Prozos. The other one says we learn out from Shushan. It's only a question where the source would be. Gemara says Tanah learn out Brisa. Brisa learned on Masomel Karach, an unwalled city that's next to a walled city. Paniri Imo, and is seen together with it. Paniri Imo. Then what's that locha? So you say, again, when it means you say it's near Emo, what is we talking about? We're saying that the cities are together, that there should be an understanding that they all read the Yotze. They all read in the same time. Not just the city, but if it's next to the walled city, if the two cities, the unwalled cities next to the walled city by near Emo, or it can be seen with it. It can see it together. You look at it, you see both of them. Then the Yotze, but they both of them get together. They both read the Megillah on the 15th. It's as if they're walled cities. They have to be both. Either they're next to each other, or it can be seen one to the other. They're open to each other. No walls between them. That would be same idea. You read also on the 15th day. But the Bryce says that this would also be included in the luck of the same time. They read the same day. So the Gemara says what does it mean when you say difference at near? Is there a criteria for what near means? When you say karov, what is karov? What is the definition of karov? That's with coming out. Once with Gemara's kashya. What is when we say smuchin? What does smuchin mean? How far does smuchin have to be considered as part of the city? You have an unwalled town like the town of Chamash, which is close to Tiberia. Chamsa is close to Tiberia. And then you read on the 15th, the city of Chamsa. is the city that's close by. That it's a separate city, but it's within one mil within the tchum. So then, if the one wall is not walled and the other one is a mil away, then that would be sufficient to be able to be considered. In other words, you can go from one to the other without having to go through a long space in the tchum, then that's enough to be considered near the walled city, would be considered part of the walled city itself, and therefore that would be the same halakha with the 15th day. So the Lama, I could go. The only one said, look, if it's like that, if it's like it's near. The Kamsa was different. That itself was in the 15th because it was surrounded by wall in Yishur Ben Nun. That's not walled because it's connected to Tiberia. That's because it was a wall at the time of Yishur Ben Nun. And merely that's why it has its own halakha of the 15th. That's why it has. It's not, this is a different halakha. You don't include it. It's not because it's near. It can bring a raya from there. The Master of the Mal during a raya, that was the Ayre, stating the Pasik in Yeshua. The foot of the cities were Satan, Kizu, Kamas, Raka, Kinaris. The cities were identified Sidim, Khatia, Tzeres, Michle, that's next to it. Kamas, Tchamta, Kamas is Hamash, Reke, Tveria, Kinaris, Kinaris. So these are all mentioned, you see in the Torah. Hamash, therefore, was a fortress in the time of Yeshua ben Nun. Therefore, it was walled, read the 15th day, because it was Be'etz, and that was the Halakha. It was the days that were connected because that was the connection because they were connected together and Mamela they were on its own halacha, not because it was summer. You can't pick a right from there. So it's the Gemara, how could it be? Except another posse. The most Kasiko Maravianaris and Arava was a Tulsi Canaris. See Canaris was next to the city of Canaris. We identified as Ginasar. So the Gemara says, Meatish Negri, sorry, with two Gisaris. You just said you're quoting that it's next to Kinaros, but you know Kinaros was next to Ginasar. Ginasar was two different cities. Ginasar was east of the Yarden. Are they two different Ginasars? One east of the Yarden, one west of the Yarden. That can't be the two different cities with the same name. So how could you say that? It means we never heard of two cities, two Ginasars. You want to say that the Pasuk Yam Kinaris, which is which was identified as near the Ginasar. It comes out that there'd be two. We know they never had two. We never saw that there were two Ginasars. We know Shamanu. Well, the answer is there was only one. There were two districts of the same city. Kobeis Yerach and Simoni. There was a district of Yerach and Simbari. Megalos, Bekinara. Both of these cities were called Kinaras because they produced the sweet fruit. Kinara was called very special fruit. So they both were different places, but they both were called Kinaras because of the fruit. The fruit were very sweet, like a kinar, like a harp. And therefore, it was special trees that grew that way, and that's why they called them that way, even though they were two separate places, two separate cities, not near each other, but they still called the same name because they had they both had the same milas of the fruit that grew in them. So the Gemara says, "Batinus, the same thing." So the Gemara says, "You see over here, and look at that." It's a question we never really explained. What is close to be? What does it mean when it says close and karo? If you're close to what you read, close to a walled city, you read together. We didn't explain what that means. How difference is because you couldn't bring a riot from what we said. So we're still waiting for an explanation for what's considered close by. So the Gemara says the walled city was destroyed. Now such a goyim, it became a place of goyim. So the question is, it's still read in the 15th. It became no longer a safe place for Jews. It was no longer a Jewish city. It became completely desolate. And the Yidden wall was kicked out and sent to Golis, and only goyim came. Is that still called a walled city? Do we still consider that people, if you go to be Purim in that city, would you still read on the 15th day? That's the Gemara Shaila. What is the status of it? Does it lose its status? Does it lose the Nasagam? Would that be called, if it's close to this city, another Jewish city right next to it, would that be called next to a walled city? Because this was a walled city. And there were Yidden there. Now it's not. But would that be still called a chutzah, a city that's next to it? Like the Gemara. Let's go see by the Karma. In the wall city, Gilas, you don't read the Megillah at all. Chutzal currently, you can outside. It makes sense. In that city, no one reads the Megillah because all Goyim, no Jews. So you can say a city that's next to that walled city that they don't read the Megillah at all should read on the 15th. That something doesn't make any sense. If you say they're reading the Megillah on the 15th and it's right next to there, you can say it next to it. So they read together with the people in the walled city, the nearby town. But if they don't read at all, if there's no Megillah there, because there's no Yidden there, you can't say that it should be the same as that city. That should be considered like a walled city. That doesn't make sense. Someone said that doesn't make sense. Someone said that the Says the Kohen Eder again that the he said that we calls it chuzula b'tmiya avadisamal nigra basaruba. It goes west of the world. Everyone else is yudalit. So the city that's near that doesn't have anybody near it. That's a walled city. Reading 15. So you read. Of course you read the 14. You don't have any. That would be no shaila. It's a pasha that it's a 14. So the Gemara says, let's understand. If you say the halacha there, we said okay. Chamish is near Tveria. What about Tveria itself? What's the halacha status of Tveria? So we assume that Tveria is a walled city from Shur ben Nun. You read the 15. Kiskia read in Tveria was a suffix. He read in the 14 and the 15. He read in the city of Kiskio that they read on the 14 and the 15. So Gemara says the same idea. The same idea was what's the halacha do with Purim, Marshal? You have Purim in Eretz Yisrael. So you have Purim in Eretz Yisrael, major sugya. In Halacha, in all the poskim, that we have the walled city of Yerushalayim is considered a walled city, the old city. You read the 15th. What about when there was no Jews there, when after 1948, when all the Jews were expelled from the old city? So if you're in Yerushalayim, that's outside the new part, you're next to the walled city, do you read on the 15th? Because Lamaisa, they don't read in the walled city, they didn't read in their own reading. So do you read it 14 like the rest of the world, or do you read the 15? The same shahada that we have now in the Gemara, the same real shahada was we really had, a shahada that is by the poskim, in 1948, what do you do with Yerushalayim? What do you do? Many tshuvas in the poskim of the Gedolim at that time, when do we celebrate Purim in those, what days do we use? So we'll see further. Most of the kids go because it was a suffix, so he read it on the both. He read it. He read the Megillah in Tveria. He read it on both days, 1450. Why? He was chosen from Shemakoy. He said, "Ishkim kaz ma'isham leiv chomer." Person says the residents will see properly Tveria, except Tveria sheyam chomer lo. The sea is a wall. According to Shema Yechoi, it's not really a walled city because one side is a sea, not a wall. So is that considered wall? To read the Megillah the 15th, or is it considered open because it's not a wall? It's only the ocean. It's the Yam. Is it the Yam Kinneret? So what day do you read it? So he wasn't sure. The suffix. So maybe he had him read on the 14th and the 15th. And he said, no, it's considered a walled city. And they talk read on the 15th. It shouldn't read on the 14th. Those are three both days. There's no suffix. Because he read Megillah both because he was Masupik. That's the way the Chabad explains the Gemara, that he read the Megillah. Said the Krav Yosef Yishmael, but the Yidan Sheyeh Chomes of the Prada, all around the whole thing. Since one side is not, so that, is that considered a walled city or not? So the Chomes said yes, and he said it. He wasn't sure, and that's why when he was in Tveria, he was noyeg to read the on both days because there's a suffix what it was, whether it's considered walled or not. So he read on the 14th and the 15th. But Chum disagreed and said no, that you can read on the 15th, and that would be the same idea would apply. If it's something that's within next to the walls of a city that's a cloud, you would read together with the same thing as well. So Chaymesh, which is next to the Tveria, which the Chum said is considered a walled city, he read on the 15th, so you would also, within a mil, you would read the same thing, you'd also read it as on the 15th, because it's connected to the fifth day. To the day, then we read it. The question is, you have a suffix, do you do it on both days? Suffix, the Rabban and Lakula, you don't have to do both days. If you do one day, it's sufficient, it'll be enough. So we do the day that everybody else did. The 14th day, you'd be Yotze. You would not, the fact that you did it on that day, so you would be Yotze. So the Gemara of Kanamak Alik and Shemekrov, Yochan read the Megillah in the Shul in Kifra, which was in Tveria, on the 15th day of Adam. He said, this is the main part of the original Tveria, which was walled with Zman Yeshua ben Nun. And therefore, he knew in that place, he knew for sure it was part of Yeshua ben Nun, it was part of a walled city. And therefore, he read the 15th. He had no Suffolk. He wasn't a Suffolk here. He was part of the city which was walled in time of Yeshua ben Nun. And therefore, he knew that this was the place that was clearly required, the halakhic requirement was clear, the 15th day without a suffix, he didn't have to do both days here, but he knew that it would be the 15th day would be the proper place to do it here, because this was walled in his man, McNeil, that they had it before. Why is he in the kosher? Maybe it's not. Maybe Tveria is not a walled city, because maybe one side is the water. So maybe, why do you suffix that? A suffix should be the 14th. Because you had a kula. You make a kula, you don't have to be machmen. You have enough to say that it's walled, the time of Yeshua ben Nun. If my mother Choma, you have it. So therefore, it's enough. You don't have to go, you make it be makel. You don't have to go ahead and be on the 15th day. You don't have to be machmer and say that it's both days. It's enough to say that it's protected on all sides, and it's considered a walled city, and it was enough. So the Gemara, what's the difference between both the Erichoma, the selling of the houses, and Megillah, the same halachas apply. We learned in the Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah in Arichin. Anything that's within the wall of a city, about the Erichoma, is like both the Erichoma. If it's outside in the fields, Meir says, so even the fields are included in the walled city. Tani came and says, I'm looking crach. And the Erichimo, Arichiyot, was the same as the walled city. So the same thing. Meir says that even if it's the houses of a walled city that's outside, it's in the field area, outside the walls, still has a din of the fields. It still has a din of the houses, and it's part of the Yechoma, and all the locus of the houses, the wall city would apply here, even to the houses that are outside the wall, that are next to it. And Manirbo, Yotzebo applies, the same thing applies, they all consider the same halakas, the Gabi, the din of Bate Yechoma. If that's the case over there, same thing applies by Purim, they would also be considered part of it as well. So at the Gemara, Amrav Yochanan. Gemara gives we'll continue from here. The Gemara is going to discuss about some of the other cities that were taken, which ones were from earlier, which ones from later, and that it's changed, the lucky status change. I'll continue with this in tomorrow's daf.